8 convenience stores in Aurora have already been approved for liquor licenses as part of the province's plan to make alcohol easier to buy. The Ford government announced in May that as of September 5, eligible convenience stores will be able to sell beer, cider, wine and ready-to-drink alcoholic beverages. After October 31, all eligible grocery and big-box stores will be able to sell beer, cider, wine and ready-to-drink beverages, including in large pack sizes. While some Aurora residents are excited at the news, others expressed concern that the move might make alcohol more accessible to underage youth, when asked for feedback on the issue on a community Facebook forum. Some were concerned about convenience stores located near high schools. The Circle K at Wellington, where literally almost 1,000 kids from Oz descend at lunch, is a little concerning, wrote Soraya Wallace on Facebook. It's pure chaos in that Circle K, sometimes with fights and shoving and just kids being dummies with their shenanigans, she added. Michal Goldenberg, who lives in the area of the convenience store, noted in response that the store limits how many kids can enter the shop at one time, to watch what they're taking, so alcohol should not be an issue. Love it, I was living in Montreal and it's so convenient. They need to be careful on who they sell it to and check ID, but it's so much easier. Aurora resident Bruce Orell told Aurora Today he did not expect the changes would harm LCBO's sales, although he chooses to shop elsewhere as he's a self-confessed Scotch snob. Orell added he thought concerns about the move making alcohol more accessible to youths is a red herring. There is more of an issue in your own home drinking your booze while you are away, he wrote. For me, I will continue to buy scotch from Alberta retailers that ship to Ontario. Lower prices and better selection. Aurora resident Michael Baskin welcomed the move to let convenience stores sell alcohol. Selling alcohol at supermarkets and convenience stores and gas stations was long overdue in this province. Monopolies are bad and convenience is good, he wrote. Baskin added he thought concerns about the stores being near to schools is a weak argument. If you think underage kids don't already have access to drugs and alcohol, you a might not have kids or b might be a little naive. They are young, immature and going to experiment whether we want them to or not. Amy Elwaz-Wolf was in favor of the move, saying as long as identification was checked she did not foresee any problems. Being that is more available may mean less drink driving as an adult looking for a tipple, maybe in walking distance with it more widely available. This may also help boost the sales for struggling small businesses and their owners. Andy Janishik agreed, writing, "Finally something by the NW Quadrant of Aurora. I can finally leave the car at home." Stores in other area have also been quick to apply for the program, with 40 stores already signed up and approved in Barrie. According to the AGCO website, holders of convenience store licenses and or new grocery store licenses, issued on or after June 17, 2024, cannot sell or offer for sale liquor in their stores before September 5, 2024 for convenience stores, October 31, 2024 for new grocery stores, issued on or after June 17, 2024. Stores that have been approved for licenses in Aurora. Circle K No. 15, at 124 Wellington Street W. Hello Convenience, at 2 Henderson Drive, Unit No. 2. 10003188 73, Ontario Inc. 15408 Yonge Street, Unit No. 6. Circle K, SO, at 14923 Yonge Street. Circle K, SO, at 1472 Wellington Street E. Aurora Convenience, at 15461 Yonge Street, Unit No. 4. Shell hashtag C20134, at 1501 Wellington Street E. Andrews Convenience, located at 15440 Bayview Avenue. Suite B02.